In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why do you speak in parables? That is what the disciples asked Jesus after he had told them the story of the sower. And you see, we tend to think that Jesus told his parables to explain things, to make his message crystal clear to anyone who heard it. But the thing is, he didn't. For many, parables are a puzzle, a stumbling block, something that hides the meaning of the message rather than bringing it out into the open. You see, like many jokes, you have to be on the right wavelength if you are going to get the meaning. St. Matthew has helpfully given us a meaning, and it is pretty clear that it is St. Matthew talking here and not Jesus. It is obviously a meaning that made sense to the early church. How is it that we have been preaching the gospel as Jesus told us, yet not everyone responds, not everyone comes along? What are we doing wrong? And the answer is, you're not doing anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with the seed, the message. Just keep on sowing and accept that not everyone will respond. That's just how they are. And that has been the experience of the church ever since. And let us give thanks for the crop that we do get. It's a nice, neat explanation. But as with all parables, beware the neat explanation, because it's not the only one. And quite often you may get the parable and the meaning is actually rather uncomfortable for you. Some seed fell on the path, on hard ground, compacted by many feet, and the seed could not get into the soil. Where are the hard surfaces in your life? Where are the well-trodden excuses, the defences you put up, the hard, unforgiving shell? Take a moment to consider this. Are these hard places examples of what Paul in Romans 8 calls living according to the flesh, having your mind set on things of the flesh? And some seed fell on stony ground. We are seeing yet again horrifying pictures of drought and starvation, this time in the Horn of Africa. Not only has it not rained for many years, so that the soil is dry and stony, but this area contains the failed state of Somalia and other places where there have been wars for decades. Why is this happening? How deep do the roots go? Many of us will be driving or jetting off on holiday soon, and indeed quite a number of our folk have already left. Do our habits contribute to drought in Africa? And yes, the local people have been criminally making the situation worse with their constant wars. But which countries are selling them the weapons? And people will say, yes, I know, but the armaments industry is an important part of our economy. And in any case, do we put our trust in weapons of war? I was shocked to read a few weeks ago that the Bundeswehr was considering reducing the aid budget in order to pay for new jet fighters. Fortunately, I think the proposal was rejected. But again, are we in this situation because we set our minds on the things of the flesh, which is death, as St. Paul says? But who is actually dying? The ways of the kingdom, on the other hand, is abundance, 100, 60, 30-fold, much more than anyone could possibly expect. And we should look at the whole of God's field. In spite of failures and deliberate destruction, in the end, there is abundant harvest. That is how his will shall be done. That is his good gift. What a difference it would make if we behaved as if we believed that, if we really lived according to the Spirit. Then everyone would go out with joy and go forth in peace. What is stopping us?